The Silver Ferns have won the Nations Cup netball tournament, beating Jamaica 67-56 in the final in London. The Jamaicans were vastly improved from their big loss earlier in the week, with the scores level at half-time. Player of the match, Maya Wilson, who shot 44 of 47, says they knew the Jamaicans would be better this time.
Oh, mate, Jamaica came out firing, and we knew, even though we had bet them by a decent amount earlier on in the week, that they're a confidence team. When they're on the roll, they're on the roll, and when you have someone like Janelle on the back of them, they can be unstoppable. So I think I'm really proud of that third quarter. I think we came out of it really well.
Maya Wilson. Opening batsman Martin Guptill is hoping for an unlikely trend as New Zealand try and keep their T20 cricket series with India alive. The Black Caps trailed 2-0 in the five-match series after India cruised to a 7-wicket win in Auckland last night. Jasprit Bumrah, who has been the standout for the visitors so far, and Guptill says the star Indian fast bowler is very hard to hit to the boundary.
I think the guys are trying. There's a lot of swing and missing, and that can happen, obviously, playing against one of the best death bowlers in the world. He's got a great slower ball, hits the hole pretty well, and he's got a great bouncer, so it's pretty hard to get Bumrah away at the end, and you know, hopefully he can have a three-off nights for us coming up.
Martin Guptill. Meanwhile, the Silver Ferns are also in need of improved performance in today's second ODI against South Africa at Eden Park. The New Zealanders were beaten by 7 wickets in the opener on Saturday. Crowd favourite Gokko Goff's giant killing run at the Australian Open has come to an end as the American team bowed out in the fourth round to compatriot Sophia Kennan. Gokko mania gripped Melbourne Park after the 15-year-old beat Venus Williams and Naomi Osaka on her Australian Open debut. While she appreciated the majority of the crowd was backing her opponent, Kennan also wanted to make a statement about her game.
It meant a lot to me. I was just so happy to have won. You know, it was a tough match. I knew, you know, she's playing well, and I was just really happy, you know, with the way that I was able to handle my emotions and just fight through every point. So I want to show who I am and show my best tennis and show why I'm there, why I belong, and I'm doing that.
Sophia Kennan. Top seed Ash Barty is through to the quarterfinals along with Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. And the New Zealand driver Scott Dixon and his Cadillac team have won the Daytona 24-hour race in Florida. Former F1 driver Kamui Kobayashi was at the wheel as they came home a lap ahead of a Mazda. Koina ngā pūrongo, hakinikina.